Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 28. Paranjana becomes a woman in the next life. Part 5. Purport, 2 verses, 25 through 28. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. In the 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Boktaram Yajna Tapasang Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sukhridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatva Mang Shantam Richati. A person can be in full Krishna consciousness and become happy and satisfied if he or she knows but three things, namely, that the Supreme Lord Krishna is the enjoyer of all benefits, that Krishna is the proprietor of everything, and that Krishna is the supreme friend of all living entities. If one does not know this, and instead functions under the bodily conception, then he or she is always harassed by the tribulations offered by material nature. In actuality, the Supreme Lord is sitting by the side of everyone. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. The living entity and the spirit soul are sitting side by side in the same tree or material body. But despite being harassed by the laws of material nature, the foolish living entity does not turn toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead for protection. However, one thinks that he or she is able to protect oneself from the stringent laws of material nature. This, however, is not possible. The living entity must turn toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender unto Krishna. Only then will one be saved from the onslaught of the powerful Yavana or Yamaraja. The word Sakayam, friend, is very significant herein, because God is eternally present beside the living entity. The Supreme Lord is also described as Sukhridam, ever well-wisher. The Supreme Lord is always the well-wisher, just like a father or mother. Despite all the offenses of a son, the father and mother are always the son's well-wisher. Similarly, despite all of our offenses and defiance of the desires of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna will give us immediate relief from all the hardships offered by material nature if we simply surrender unto Krishna, as confirmed in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Mam eva ye prapadyante, mayam etang tarantite. Unfortunately, due to our bad association and great attachment for sense gratification, we do not remember our best friend, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Those who are very enthusiastic about killing animals in the name of religion or for food must await similar punishment after death. The word mangsa, meat, indicates that those animals whom we kill will be given an opportunity to kill us. Although in actuality no living entity is killed, the pains of being pierced by the horns of animals will be experienced after death. Not knowing this, rascals unhesitatingly go on killing poor animals. So-called human civilization has opened many slaughterhouses for animals in the name of religion or food. Those who are a little religious kill animals in temples, mosques, or synagogues, and those who are more fallen maintain various slaughterhouses. Just as in civilized human society, the law is a life for a life. No living entity can encroach upon another living entity as far as the Supreme Lord is concerned. Everyone should be given freedom to live at the cost of the Supreme Father. And animal killing, either for religion or for food, is always condemned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Tan aham dvishata kuran, sansarishu naradaman, kshipami ajasram ashubhan, asurishu eva yonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by Krishna into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. The animal killers, dvishata, envying other living entities, as well as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are placed in darkness and cannot understand the theme and objective of life. This is further explained in this chapter. This entire chapter is a description of material existence. Material existence is experienced when one becomes attached to a woman and nashta smriti, forgets one's real identity as the eternal servant of Krishna. In this way, in one body after another, the living entity perpetually suffers the threefold miseries of material existence. To save human civilization from the darkness of ignorance, this Hare Krishna movement was started. The main purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement is to enlighten the forgetful living entity and remind one of his or her original Krishna consciousness. In this way, the living entity can be saved from the catastrophe of ignorance as well as bodily transmigration. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Anadi karma phale padivavarnava jale, tari bare na deki upai, e vishaya hala hale, divanishi hiya jvale, manakabhu sukha nahi pai. Because of my past fruitive activities, I have now fallen into an ocean of nescience, and I cannot find any means to get out of this great ocean, which is indeed like an ocean of poison. We are trying to be happy through sense enjoyment, but actually this so-called sense enjoyment is like food that is too hot and causes burning in the heart. I feel a burning sensation constantly, day and night, and thus my mind cannot find satisfaction. Material existence is always full of anxiety. People are always trying to find many ways to mitigate anxiety, but because they are not guided by a real leader, they try to forget material anxiety through drinking and sex indulgence. Foolish people do not know that by attempting to escape anxiety by drink and sex, they simply increase their duration of material life. For it is not possible to escape material anxiety in this way. The word Pramada Sangha Dushita indicates that apart from all other contamination, if one simply remains attached to women, that single contamination will be sufficient to prolong one's miserable material existence. Consequently, in Vedic civilization, one is trained from the beginning to give up attachment for women. The first stage of life is brahmachari, the second stage grihastha, the third stage vanaprastha, and the fourth stage sannyasa. All these stages are devised to enable one to become detached from the association of women. Since King Puranjana thought of his wife at the time of death, Puranjana attained the body of a woman in his next birth. This verifies the following verse in Bhagavad Gita chapter 8, where Krishna tells Arjuna, Yanyang vapi smaran bhavam tyajati ante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavata. Whatever state of being one remembers when one quits the body, that state he or she will attain without fail. When a living entity is accustomed to think of a particular subject matter or become absorbed in a certain type of thought, one will think of that subject at the time of death. At the time of death, one will think of that subject which has occupied his or her life while one was awake, lightly sleeping or dreaming, or while one was deeply sleeping. After falling from the association of the Supreme Lord, the living entity thus transmigrates from one bodily form to another according to nature's course, until he or she finally attains the human form. If one is absorbed in material thoughts and ignorant of spiritual life, and if one does not take shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, who solves all questions of birth and death, one will become a woman in the next life, especially if one thinks of his wife. As stated in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by the statement of Lord Kapila to his mother Devahuti, Karmana Daiva Netrena, a living entity acts piously and impiously, and sometimes in both ways. All actions are taken into account, and the living entity is offered a new body by one's superiors. Although King Puranjana was overly attached to his wife, nonetheless he performed many pious fruitive activities. Consequently, although Puranjana took the form of a woman, he was given a chance to be the daughter of a powerful king. As Krishna confirms in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, Prapya Punya Kritang Lokan Ushitva Shaspati Samaha Shuchinang Srimatang Gehe Yoga Brashto Vijayate. The unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people or into a family of rich aristocracy. If a person falls from the path of bhakti yoga or God realization due to attachment to fruitive activity, philosophical speculation, or mystic yoga, he or she is given a chance to take birth in a high and rich family. The higher authorities appointed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead thus render justice to the living entity according to the living entity's desires. Although King Paranjana was overly absorbed in thoughts of his wife and thus became a woman, Paranjana took birth in the family of a king due to his previous pious activities. The conclusion is that all of our activities are taken into consideration before we are awarded another body. Narada Muni therefore advised Vyasadeva that one should take to Krishna consciousness, devotional service, and abandon all ordinary occupational duties. This advice was also given by Lord Krishna himself to Arjuna at the end of Bhagavad Gita. So, although a devotee may fall from the path of spiritual consciousness, he or she will nonetheless attain a human body in the home of a devotee or rich man. In this way, one can resume one's devotional service. Recorded December 8, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipanau Sat Dharma Sangstapakau Lokanang Hita Karinau Tribhuvane Manya Charanya Karau Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandena Matalika Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyagao Sri Jiva Gopalaka Nana Shastra Di Charanaika Nipanau Sat Dharma Sangstapakau Lokanang Hita Karina Tribhuvane Manyau Sharanyakarau Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandina Matalikao Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipanao Sat Dharma Sangstapakau Lokanang Hita Karinau Tribhuvane Manyau Sharanyakarau Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandina Matalikau Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagau Sri Jiva Gopalakau Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagau Sri Jiva Gopalakau Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagau Sri Jiva Gopalakau Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hare, Hare.
The six Goswamis of Vrindavan are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. They are thus honored all over the three worlds and are certainly worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna.